Welcome to A Beggar Who Found Bread, a program where this beggar reveals where he found bread, the bread of life, the Messiah, Yeshua of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ. This episode, Walk It Out. Credit Outkast for the title to this episode, Atlanta hip-hop sensation Outkast, consisting of Big Boy and Andre 3000. Oh, what their parents did to them with those names. Okay, their given names are Antoine Patton and Andre Benjamin. Outkast is considered to be very influential, and they are credited with redefining the G-Funk and Dirty South styles of rap music. Over 20 million albums sold and 6 Grammy Awards. Andre 3000 also has some acting credits, including roles in the movie Be Cool, Four Brothers, and the lead role in the Jimi Hendrix biopic, Jimmy, All Is By My Side. Alas, this podcast is not about the music or the movies. It's about the message, Walk It Out. Today, we will take a look at the biblical concept of direction to walk in the Spirit. What it means, how it looks in our lives, and how to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the breath, the wind of the Holy One, blessed be He. So let's start by looking at two portions of Scripture from the New Testament writings, and we'll begin with Galatians chapter 5, and we'll start at verse 13. For brothers, you were called to be free. Only do not let that freedom become an excuse for allowing your old nature to have its way. Instead, serve one another in love. For the whole of the Torah is summed up in this one sentence, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on snapping at each other and tearing each other to pieces, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. What I am saying is this, run your lives by the Spirit. Then you will not do what your old nature wants. For the old nature wants what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit wants what is contrary to the old nature. These oppose each other, so that you find yourselves unable to carry out your good intentions. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not in subjection to the system that results from perverting the Torah into legalism. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity, and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous, and getting angry, in selfish ambition, factionalism, intrigue, and envy, in drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you now, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. Moreover, those who belong to the Messiah Yeshua have put their old nature to death on the stake, along with its passions and desires. Since it is through the Spirit that we have life, let it also be through the Spirit that we order our lives day by day. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. For a little bit of context here, as far as Galatians goes, the letter to the Galatian believers, it's, of course, written by the Apostle Paul, or Shaul. It's primarily focused towards God-fearing Gentiles who have come to faith in the Messiah Yeshua. He spends some of the early part of this letter explaining why, as Gentile believers, it is not necessary for them to take on the status of being Jewish. They do not need to take on Jewish identity to experience salvation and a portion in the coming kingdom. To bring some clarification to what this means, living a life of faith, not placing confidence in one's status. Paul reveals what the results of those who have received the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He reveals what the results are of those who have received the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He contrasts the way many of these Gentiles have lived and the behaviors they engaged in with how people led by the Spirit of Elohim conduct themselves. Paul draws the distinction between the former ways people lived and the way Hashem created us to live. He says that the old nature is in conflict or contrary to the way the Spirit will lead us. So, jumping back to verse 19. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous and getting angry, in selfish ambition, factionalism, intrigue and envy, in drunkenness, orgies and things like these. I warn you now, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. What we see here, in opposition to the very popular hyper-weak grace messages, is how we live is really important. And that, of course, is very much in opposition to the hyper-grace messages that are out there. What Paul is saying here is, it is important how we live. But no, Brad, it's what we believe that matters, not how we live. There's a lot of misinterpretation of the apostles' words, and I assure you, that would be one. Remember this, he is writing to people who have made a declaration of faith or belief in the Messiah Yeshua, that they have put their faith in Hashem through Yeshua. This is who he's writing to, and yet he is emphasizing the end of those who engage in such behaviors. He's emphasizing that you can't keep living that way. How you live does matter. Paul does not juxtapose faith against works or grace against the law, as he was then and still is accused of today, actually. But that's not what he was doing at all. He preached, as the whole of Scripture reveals, our faith, our belief in Hashem results in deeds, works of faith, which are described and defined and spelled out for us in the Torah. Those works of faith, again, described throughout the Tanakh, through all of Scripture, and they are firmly established in the Torah. Paul reveals that when we are led by the Spirit, we are not subjecting ourselves to a system which perverts the Torah into legalism. Paul distinguishes between living a life of faith and one of legalistic box-checking. Individuals on one side, on each side, are obeying and doing the works of the law. So there's two groups of people, right? Both obeying the works of the law. One side does them as a response to their faith in Hashem, their love for him and their love for their neighbor. The other side does it coldly, without love and without faith, fulfilling obligations with a, there, I did it, attitude. Seeing the fruit of the old nature, we're going to take a look and examine what is the fruit of the Spirit. But this very thing the master addresses these things as well. People doing things, whether doing it just in rote and out of obligation, or doing them motivated by love. And Yeshua talks about doing even the weightier matters of Torah. He explains what those are. And we've looked at that in a few previous episodes. So as we move on, we're going to jump to verse 22 in Galatians 5. And let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. What are the results of those who are led by and walk in the Spirit? But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love Adonai Elohim, the Lord our God, with all our heart, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, meaning what brings him joy brings his people joy, and that is from whence we receive our strength. Peace, which is contentment in him, the peace that passes all understanding. Patience, long-suffering, trusting that regardless of our circumstances, Hashem is faithful and will always deliver. Kindness extended towards others. This is loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. Goodness. This is righteousness, which can be witnessed in those who walk according to God's way spelled out in the Torah. Faithfulness. Consistency in our walk. Once again, regardless of circumstances. Humility, which is not thinking less of oneself, but thinking of oneself less, putting others before us. Self-control, which is self-discipline, not acting on impulses. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. And that last statement affirms the Torah remains relevant even to these Gentile followers of Yeshua, and even to us today. Now, we're going to also take a look at Romans chapter 8, which has similar language in it. And for a little bit of context, and we did some breaking down of a few chapters in Romans in previous episodes, this letter is written, there would have been on the receiving end a percentage of Jewish, natural-born Jewish followers of Yeshua that were the audience, also some proselytized former Gentiles who had taken on Jewish identity, followers of Yeshua, and God-fearing Gentiles, and God-fearing Gentile followers of Yeshua. So, a mixture of individuals receiving this letter. And so, the Apostle Paul writes, starting in probably a familiar passage here, Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Therefore, there is no longer any condemnation awaiting those who are in union with the Messiah Yeshua. Why? Because the Torah of the Spirit, and I'm putting some of my interpolation in here, because the Torah of the Spirit, and that is when those who are led by the Holy Spirit follow the Spirit, or follow the Torah by faith. Paul is not introducing a new law, the law of the Spirit. It means, which some people do define that he has come up with a new law. There's a new law. It's the law of the Spirit that is being introduced here. And it means like some vague, undefined, ambiguous law that suits our emotional impulses, which we call being Spirit-led. Not what Paul's talking about here. This is very much individuals being led by the Spirit, walking in faith, walking in love, led by the Ruach HaKodesh, and observing the Torah. And so, because the Torah of the Spirit, which produces this life in union with Messiah Yeshua, has set me free from the Torah of sin and death. What is the law of sin and death, or the Torah of sin and death. That is, quite simply, the wages of sin is death. For what the Torah could not do by itself, without faith, because it lacked the power to make the old nature cooperate, God did by sending his own Son as a human being with a nature like our own sinful one, but without sin. God did this in order to deal with sin, and in so doing, he executed the punishment against sin in human nature, so that the just requirement of the Torah, again, the wages of sin is death, that just requirement of the Torah, might be fulfilled in us who do not run our lives according to what our old nature wants. No longer living to fulfill the desires of our flesh, some of which are described in Galatians 5, but according to what the Spirit wants. For those who identify with their old nature set their minds on the things of the old nature, but those who identify with the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, defined as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. Having one's mind controlled by the old nature is death, but having one's mind controlled by the Spirit is life and shalom, peace. For the mind controlled by the old nature is hostile to God because it does not submit itself to God's Torah. Indeed, it cannot. So, the one controlled by the old nature, fleshly desires and impulses, is hostile towards God. How is that defined? Hostile, being hostile towards God, not submitting to God's Torah. It's what Paul says right here. And since Paul is making the distinction here between those led by the flesh or the old nature and those led by the Spirit, if those led by the old nature, the flesh, don't submit to the Torah, what does that mean for those led by the Spirit? They can and do submit to the Torah. They are not hostile towards God. They are living a life trying to in pleasing God. Picking up at verse 8, thus those who identify with their old nature cannot please God. Submitting to the Torah pleases God. Those who walk in the Spirit please Hashem by submitting to his law, the Torah. Next, Paul is going to remind these believers who they are. But you do not identify with your old nature, but with the Spirit. Provided the Spirit of God is living inside you, for anyone who doesn't have the Spirit of Messiah doesn't belong to him. However, if the Messiah is in you, then on the one hand, the body is dead because of sin. As we read in that Galatians passage, crucified the old way, the flesh is crucified with Messiah. We die to ourselves and our fleshly desires. But on the other hand, Paul continues, the Spirit is giving life because God considers you righteous. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Yeshua from the dead is living in you, then the one who raised the Messiah Yeshua from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit living in you. Now, having the Spirit of the Holy One, our mortal bodies, our flesh, can walk out our faith. We died to the old ways, our old nature, but now we have life in our mortal bodies given to us, the life the lives that were laid down at the cross, that we died to our old selves, and now we are given this new life in our mortal bodies through his Spirit in us, following his ways as demonstrated by the Tzaddik, the righteous one, Yeshua HaMashiach. So then, brothers, we don't owe a thing to our old nature that would require us to live according to our old nature. For if you live according to your old nature, you will certainly die. And that is not just death in this world. That is a reference to no portion in the coming kingdom. But if, by the Spirit, you keep putting to death the practices of the body, you will live. In another place, Paul has written, I die daily. It's a daily commitment, a daily activity, dying to self. Verse 14, all who are led by God's Spirit are God's sons. So, again, what is the evidence that someone is a child of God? They are led by his Spirit. And what indicates someone is led by the Spirit of Elohim? They are submitted to God's law, the Torah. And I know this is contrary to many popular teachings and doctrines. And I want to bring some proof text from the Tanakh also. This is a favorite passage that many like to quote, Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit inside you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And that is such a beautiful promise from Adonai. That is an amazing passage, and it is. It's often quoted, and it is super encouraging and inspiring and uplifting. And many people will say, oh yeah, I love that. I love that verse. It's so beautiful. It's a picture of redemption. Absolutely. God placing within us a healthy, loving heart, taking away that stony heart. Hallelujah. Too often, we forget there's a verse that follows. Verse 27. So I'm going to read them together. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. Adonai, again, speaking through his prophet, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit inside you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit inside you and cause you to live by my laws, respect my rulings, and obey them. Do you see why Hashem gifts us with his Spirit? It's because he loves us and he wants us to live according to his law. It's to cause us to live by his laws, respect his rulings, and obey them. This is graphically depicted in Shavuot, the day of Pentecost. And I've done a couple of episodes on that Shavuot, which stands out to me as a favorite of the feasts of Adonai. The day celebrating the Torah, which is how Shavuot began, the day celebrating the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. And so that's the day that was celebrated every year for centuries and centuries. And then, at the appointed time, on the day celebrating the giving of the Torah, Shavuot, on this very same day, centuries later, he pours out his Spirit. No coincidences. Well, but this stuff, all this stuff you're talking about, obeying and following, it really sounds like legalism, though. Like, I have to obey stuff, and I think I should just be able to do what I think or feel is right. Obedience resulting from love and faith is not legalism. The Master proved that by living it here on earth. And remember, he has paid the price for our redemption. Adonai has, Hashem, paid the price for our redemption, for us to be reconciled to Him. He has done the work. He has empowered us to live His way by blessing us, gifting us a portion of His Spirit. And we are simply without excuse. How does one walk in the Spirit, or how is one led by the Spirit? Exactly as Paul described. Setting aside the desires of the flesh, denying our fleshly desires and lusts, dying to ourselves, crucifying our old ways, our old nature with Yeshua. Dying to ourselves, having consistent, intentional prayer life, fasting, immersing oneself in God's Word. All these things make us more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And when we find ourselves indulging more and more in the old nature and doing things to gratify the flesh, that still small voice becomes more and more faint. We can even, through our attitude and through our actions and behaviors, we can grieve the Holy Spirit when we harden our hearts towards God's ways. An important aspect that we must remember is, in all of this, first of all, first and foremost, salvation, there is only one name given under heaven by God by which we must be saved, and that is Yeshua of Nazareth. Salvation is by grace through faith in the Messiah, Yeshua. We can never forget that. We also must remember in our day-to-day lives, as we go through this life in this present world, God's mercies are made new every day. Hallelujah. So if or when we have a day where we have fallen short, a time of repentance during evening prayers is appropriate. It's always good to have that time of reflection at the end of the day and a time of repentance. And from there, if/when we wake up the next day, it's a brand new day. It is a new life, if you will. It's a brand new opportunity, a new life that you're being given the opportunity to live. And it's providing us the opportunity to allow the Holy One, blessed be He, to create His masterpiece in and through us. Each day when we awake, that fresh opportunity is there. Praise Adonai for the gift of repentance, and praise Him for redemption and renewal. I want to thank you for your time. I will ask you, challenge you, encourage you, please study to show yourself approved of God. And remember that there is a lost and dying world out there that desperately needs the bread of life, Yeshua the Messiah. So let's go out, led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the breath, the wind, the Spirit of the Holy One. And let's go and give Him heaven. Until next time, may the favor of the Master, the Tzaddik, the Righteous One, Yeshua HaMashiach, earned in the eyes of Hashem, may that favor be upon you and all your household, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, reign in your hearts and minds in Messiah Yeshua. Grace and peace. Kain Shalom.